Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 8th of April. I'm your host, Paul White. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is where we've been for quite some time, working our way through this passage that Paul gives on the body and eternity. I was really prepared to move into the 9th verse today at the judgment seat of Christ, start the work on that. I had a conversation this morning before I started recording, it's about a week before we'll air this, with my daughter. We took a morning walk, Natasha and Lauren and I, and we got into a discussion about end times. She brought it up out of concern for something she had seen posted. I don't even think it had to do with the fear mongering of the end times, but more to do with, I'll leave that to her, with her. But anyhow, it spawned a conversation in which my wife and I began to share our past, our feelings, and how we were raised in the theology that we heard and that we believed. And that caused me to try and get as honest as I can and as honest as I've ever got with my daughter about what I used to believe. And so I worked my way through it as if it was what I still believed, my old eschatological theology. And the longer I talked, the more I said, the more ridiculous it sounded, the things that I was coming up with, because I kept reminding her, now we literally believed this. What I'm about to tell you, we didn't metaphorically believe it. We literally believed this. And it became almost this amazing, almost a running joke of like, can you believe we believed this? Well, all of that led to a discussion about eternity and the heavens and the heavenlies, and what are the Christian, I'm going to say theories, because that's what we're really dealing with, like the theories of what does it look like on the other side? What's the experience of dying? Not what it feels like, but what happens afterwards. That led into a pretty good theological discussion, of which I was, I think, better prepared because of our DDP, because here we are in 2 Corinthians 5, really dealing with this idea that our body is a tent, and that when we shed that tent off, we have a house that is eternal in the heavenly realm, and that we are desiring to be clothed over, further clothed with immortality, or that our mortality may be swallowed up of life. And I began to share with her my thoughts from John 11, where Jesus says at the tomb of Lazarus that if a man believes on me, he shall never die. And I said, either Jesus was ignorant or a liar, or we're not quite correct on the way we think of dying. Well, I don't think Jesus was ignorant. I don't think he was a liar. I lean to us being incorrect about dying, because Jesus said, a man believes on me, he'll never die. And yet we're physically dying, which tells me that for God, the idea of death is different than our idea of death. When we talk about never dying, scripturally, spiritually, we're talking about the eternal life that starts in us and we never lose it. We can't lose it because it's eternal, it's everlasting. And as we said a couple of days ago, we're confident, Paul says, that if we're at home in this flesh, then we're absent from the realm of the heavenly. We walk by faith, not by sight. We don't see the heavenly, but we believe it's there. And therefore, we're confident that to be absent from this body would put us in the realm of the heavenly. What does that look like? I want to skip ahead 7 chapters. I don't want to deal with the context. I don't want to deal with the Greek. We'll save that for when we arrive in 2 Corinthians 12. But for today, to help sort of close out this thought, let's read the first few verses of 2 Corinthians 12. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. The third heaven is a Jewish phrase for the realm of the heavenlies. The first heaven is this natural, what you can see on this earth. The second heaven is that which is the sun, moon, and stars. The third heaven is beyond, the invisible realm. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I'll boast, yet of myself I'll not boast except in my infirmities. I'll stop there. We'll deal with that in its full context when we get there in chapter 12. But I bring that up because I want you to see that even to this Corinthian church, Paul is not finished dealing with this issue of what is over on the other side. And it must have been a big question from the Corinthians because he's dealt with it in the end of 1 Corinthians. He's dealing with it in 2 Corinthians 5. He'll deal with it again in 2 Corinthians 12. If you take that passage from 12 and add it to the thought he has here in 5, what Paul is saying is we have an eternal house in the heavens not made with hands. We are going to have this man swallowed up of life in that dimension of the third heaven. It's inexpressible. It's not lawful for me to utter it. So Paul couldn't say what he saw. I don't think it does us much good to try to figure it out. But I'm going to give you my theory, okay? And I've saved this. This is the last I'll say about this for now, and then tomorrow we'll get started in verse 9. Here's Paul White's thoughts on the matter, in case that matters. And since it's my podcast, it does, at least for a little bit. I believe that God is eternal. He is timeless. I believe that he functions inside of our time, but I believe that God is the timeless one. He is the eternal God from the beginning. I do not believe that eternity and mortality function at exactly the same rate. The eternal one is he who was, who is, and who is to come. You and I are not who was, who is, and are to come. We live on a timeline. We live in a tent. It will pass away. Our generations after us will continue on that timeline. But we have the everlasting life of God, and we go back into the eternal realm where he is. We go into the space where he exists, and where he exists is a timeless realm. It's why I believe that when you leave this earth and go into the eternal realm, you slip into the place where God and every eternal being resides. My personal opinion is they're not standing over, peering over the balconies of heaven down into who we are, waiting for us to get there. I think it's why Jesus answered the question when someone said, if a woman marries a man and he dies, and then she marries a man and he dies, and she marries a man and he dies, etc., etc., whose wife is she in the resurrection? And Jesus said, there's neither marriage nor given in marriage in heaven. What's that mean? We took that to mean, well, you don't get married in heaven because you're married to Jesus. I don't think that's what Jesus meant. I think what Jesus meant was, it doesn't work the same way over there as it works over here. Things are not like they are here. I think when we get there, all of eternity is there. When we slip off this tent and go into that dimension, I think one of the things he couldn't speak of is the fact that every one of us are already there. That what we're doing is stepping into another dimension, another place. We're stepping into the third heaven. And in that space is the eternal God. And in that space, I think eternity exists. But it has never been trapped to the timeline of the earth. And that's my opinion. I think probably we would be best when someone is dying. When we're dying, maybe we should say to our loved ones, I'll see you in just a moment. Because I personally think that's what happens. We slip into that place where we see them. I don't know what relationships look like, but I trust the words of Jesus. It doesn't work that way over there. It's what, in regards to that marriage and resurrection question, it's not that way over there. So there's a lot that's not that way over there. But here's my assurance. God has prepared this very thing for us. The Holy Spirit in us is a guarantee. When I'm absent from this body, I'm present in the dimension of the eternal, where I have a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, a habitation from heaven. How do I know? I don't see it. I walk by faith, not by sight. We'll continue into verse 9 tomorrow. This time, I promise. See you then. God bless.